There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, welcome aboard. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort Casino. As always, coming up over the next 3 hours today on the program, Josh Applebaum, VSiN host, sports betting analyst in 30 minutes, a market report with him. How is he approaching the Thursday night game that we have between the Bears and the Commanders? Andy Staples today, college football. Mike Palm in studio and Matt Vasgersian on Major League Baseball to close out the show later on today, Paulie. And that is where we begin today. Can you believe the Mariners went to Robbie Ray out of the bullpen? Two things on this. I can't. I was stunned. But at the same time, I bet the Astros at 7-1 in play when they were down 7-5 and still batting. It took a little slice to 7-1.
Yeah.
I wanted it when I saw Robbie Ray warming up and potentially, I'm like, I want to bet more right now on the Astros because I don't trust him. Going back to our conversations yesterday, I just don't trust the shape that he's been in now for a long time. But the game's off the board. I couldn't find it anywhere live. And then that happened.
A puzzling move. Yeah, he's never had a save in his career. After the game, service said we talked about it beforehand. I would hope so, considering the history, and he's never done something. And again, two guys on with two out, to me, is in trouble. And I don't know why he would yank the closer and bring in Ray. And the second pitch, that's it. And that's only, believe it or not, it's only the second walk-off home run in postseason history by a team down to its final out. You know, Gibson's the other one.
Yeah, that was one of I know the other one. A home run that I will never, ever forget for as long as I live will be Pujols in Houston back in the mid-2000s.
About a moonshot?
That thing is still traveling now. Yeah. That thing's rotating around Jupiter as we speak. But that as soon as he hit it, you're like, oh, my God. And then everybody thought the Astros were dead. They came back and they defeated the Cardinals eventually in that series. But that home run in the playoffs was that Alvarez won yesterday. It's right up there with the Pujols shot.
Yeah. Oh, it's a killer loss.
Oh, just
killer. I don't get it at all. I mean, only six career relief appearances. and you go to that guy. I'm wanting to blow the lead like that, 7-3 in the eighth. Verlander never does that. It's the worst start of his postseason career. I mean, and you're going to steal the game here.
Yes, you are.
But you're not. Well, your third starter. Your third starter is going to beat Verlander.
Yes, think about that for a second.
And you make that decision, and Alvarez crushes it. It's just an enormous win for the Astros. That's a killer loss.
It's such a dagger already in game one, because that we're talking about now. This series is on because of what you just said. You're telling me the Mariners are going to go to Houston, and Gilbert is going to outpitch Verlander. And, I mean, Verlander had nothing. He never kept him in the game yesterday.
No.
They rocked him early from the jump.
Shocked by what transpired with some of the starters in this game. Freed, nothing.
How about that now? So the angle I was thinking of after the Mariners were getting to Verlander is, okay, wait a second. This happened to Freed. Now it's happening to Verlander. And later on, we had Cole going and then Urias for the Dodgers. I'm like, wait a second. Are these teams off the bye for like a week now suddenly going to be, you know, the whole talking point was these other teams are going to have to screw up their rotation.
And rust?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. But that's, yeah. I mean, to blow that lead, and I just don't know. You want to lose with your best guy, don't you? Out of your bullpen? And to do something there and bring him in there?
Well, who's the other guy they yanked? Was it Munoz? I thought they maybe could have gone to him a little bit longer than what they did. And also, like, I'm all for, part of the reason why I love playoff baseball is the idea of all hands on deck, right? Like, we've seen this plenty of times in Madison Bumgarner when they beat the Royals. Perfect example. Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling. But that's generally after a starter goes, like let's say it's seven innings, 112 pitches, two hits, no runs. They win a game like in game five. And then he tells the manager, I'm good to go in game six or game seven. Like, you can bring me out of the pen. This was weird because what were they going to do with game three then? Is Ray still going to be the guy now? He only threw a couple pitches.
I would think it's only a couple pitches.
But you know how that can throw a pitcher off.
Right.
His, you know,
well, I'm all for all hands on deck too. Not in game one of a series.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah, they gave it away. Houston stole a game there.
That completely changes everything.
Yes.
The Astros now, obviously, to win this series by a game and a half. I did not bet that because it was not a juicy enough number yesterday. When I find, by the way, I'll credit books here in Las Vegas. A lot of them did put up those series props that you can bet, like game and a half, Astros win by game and a half was like +110, didn't bet that, but it totally flipped everything.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that Castillo now in game two couldn't win that, and they couldn't go back to Seattle up 2-0?
That's another one. They were sitting pretty if they won that game, because you have Castillo in game two, and then Valdez and these other guys behind Verlander did not pitch well this year against Seattle, even though they won the season series. I guess you'll see McCullers here later in the series too. But these guys did not do fare well. They all had ERAs combined of 5 and change against Seattle. He's the first player in history to hit a walk-off home run with his team trailing by multiple runs. Could you believe that? Postseason history.
Yeah,
that's another strange one.
Only one time, huh?
And they've been 0-48. They were 0-48 when trailing by multiple runs that late in the game. And they pull it off.
Oh, so big. So, and again, Verlander didn't have much at all. Only lasted 4 innings. Here he was, and he was spot on with this. Like, look, I mean, after the game, when he's talking to the media, he's like, when you find ways to win like this, it's huge.
These moments, are the things that I think, you know, you look back on. I know it's just the DS, but, you know, when you go all the way and you win a World Series, hopefully that's what our goal is, and we hope that can happen. You know, these are the moments that you look back and be like, man, we snatched victory from the jaws of defeat in that one, and who knows what would have happened if we didn't. So hopefully this is just a precursor of the rest of the playoffs and things to come.
You know, he's spot on with that. My analogy would be March Madness. Whenever a team, like let's say a two or a three seed, they survive, I mean, at the buzzer, like in round one, and you're like, oh, wait a second here. I don't like their chances. They had to beat a 15 at the buzzer. And then all of a sudden you go back and look, hey, they're in the final four now. Sometimes it'll take a win like that to catapult them in.
Yeah. Well, maybe they hang their heads, but then again, Castillo could throw a gem in game two.
Yeah.
Right?
That certainly could happen.
Yep. I want to see if the Braves respond now. What happened with the champs now? You haven't had a repeat champ since 2000? And the lose like, I mean, two outs, nobody on, and then four straight hits. And a lot, Alex Rodriguez liked it. Other people liked it. If you're old school, what was that? Sack bunts?
Mm-hmm.
Sack fly? You know the Braves won 160 games without a sack bunt? MLB record. They had a sack bunt in game 161 this year. That was the record. Think about that. Right.
Well, the game has completely changed.
Oh, sure. But not yesterday for the Phillies, what they were doing. Moving guys around, timely hits, too. Five of the 7 runs were 2-out hits.
Yeah.
And Harper was great. $2 to get a hit. That delivers right in the first inning. The Nerfy loses. But what are you going to do? I mean, a lot of these games, you look and the starting Clevenger, Verlander, Fried, you put your team behind the eight ball. They had nothing. Starting pitchers were horrendous
for sure
in these games.
I mean, Fried, what, allowed three runs or fewer pretty much like every start this year? And then he gets rock and rolled like that in game one after basically having a week off again? Okay, so, but he did pitch like against the Mets. So now the two games that we get today, the National League spots, they have to face Wheeler. And Wheeler has had really good numbers in his career against the Braves, and this year is no exception. In three starts, he went 20 innings, has a 2.7 ERA. The numbers are rock solid across the board. The underlying numbers, they're really good. He takes on Kyle Wright, who also, when you look at the ERA, strong at 2.84, yeah. But some of the underlying, he had a one, think about this, the BABIP, the batting average of balls in play, 106. That is pretty much one of the luckiest numbers you're ever going to find from a starting pitcher against a team who made, you know, you made three starts against them. 106, a 20% hard hit rate? That's not sustainable at all.
I could see the Phillies doing the same thing again with the runs. But again, I'm concerned about the bullpen, as you should be.
Oh, you have to.
I mean, the bullpen was horrendous in September, and then they made that thing interesting yesterday, and it shouldn't have been. I mean, if you had Phillies on the alt run line, laid the run and a half, which is 3-1, too vicious as Olsen goes deep. So, but imagine if they get this. This is the season on the line, though.
Oh, 100%.
Because you go down 0-2 in a best of five to Philly, and you see Nola.
And you look at Nola at that
game.
Point.
Oh, wow. But great job by the Phillies. And I will say thanks to you for recommending them about 2 months ago. He's like, hey, listen, you look at the schedule in September. If they make the playoffs, you get Wheeler and Nola. You'd have to face maybe Thor. See what they. But it turns out wasn't the case. But the juicy price on the Phillies to win the National League.
Well, we'll see. It wasn't looking. I mean, they barely made the playoffs.
Yeah.
But once you get in, I mean, anything can happen again. And it's just when again they completely stole one yesterday. I mean, Suarez, he's getting out of bases loaded, jams right away. Fried struggling out of the gates. They get a ton of runs to give that guy support. Here's the thing though, is that. I mean, when these teams are getting big leads, I did have a winner on the Astros yesterday in play, but I lost on the Braves. But that ticket was live again because it's like
sure.
The Phillies bullpen, you know it's going to get rocky at some point. So you can find huge numbers on these teams that have buried themselves right away out of the gate.
You got to be concerned about Cleveland's offense, though, or lack thereof. That's four runs in three games.
Yeah, I know.
It's all home runs. And call that escape the jam, bases loaded jam. But that's... How are they? Are they going to put together an inning where they have three, four? You're going to have to go multiple three, four hits in an inning.
Well, they're probably going to have to get.
I can't see them doing that.
Here's what they have to do. They're going to have to rely on Bieber and McKenzie to go seven innings and allow like one or two runs max, and the offense will just keep them in the game that way. Because I mean, if Bieber gets rocked or are they going to outscore the Yankees?
Mitch, they played that 15 inning game. They had one rally.
That's what I'm saying.
They had one rally in that game.
I know.
I mean, this is...
That's woo. Right, but don't you think that's kind of accurate? Like, these are going to... if they, it's correlated,
3-2,
right? If you
3-2,
like
2-2,
the Guardians, 1,
yeah.
They have to win low-scoring games.
Yeah.
They're going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
But they're capable of doing that because the 1-2 punch that they have coming up now are really, really good. So, the baseball playoffs, man, it always delivers. Always. And I can't wait to see some of the in-play prices. Again, you have coming up and win-lose.
Oh, yeah.
The numbers that you have in the Astros game alone are... mind-boggling. Lace up your skates with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. Hey, we have a $4 favorite tonight in the NHL.
How about that?
Night number two. Welcome back.
Jeff Davis said this. I go, what? You guys expect $4 or $5 favorites out of me? Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. But BetRivers is your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts this hockey season. The action will start right at puck drop every Tuesday night with Tuesday Night First Goal Insurance, their promotion. Check out BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app. Every Tuesday and place a first goal score wager in any game. It is a whole new game. So Paulie will run down the huge numbers that were available in the Astro games and other big props that were cashing yesterday in Major League Baseball. That's coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Less than a week away from the start of the NBA. Hello, Southern California. We're ready for Lakers season, basketball season ready to tip off. And now's the time to grab your VSiN NBA betting guide. Jonathan Von Tobel provides strategy, advice, predictions for conference winners, win totals, playoff teams, player awards. Give yourself an edge this NBA season. Get the VSiN NBA betting guide. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today at VSiN.com/subscribe.
And VSiN's team of betting experts teach you how they approach the slate with bet systems. Become a smarter better and subscribe to VSiN Pro, where you're going to learn new bet systems every week right here on our show and at VSiN.com. To go and subscribe, go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Josh Applebaum joins the program now. Good morning, Josh. Let's get into, you know, I said this before the break, all tickets cash the same. And I'm talking about the college game that we have tonight. It did open up around a touchdown. Now Marshall bumped up to 10.5. Total's down to 47. What do we need to know about this game tonight?
Yeah, Mitch and Paulie, it's great to be with you. Good morning. And a couple interesting things going on here, both with the spread and the total. So from a spread perspective, movement toward Marshall here. Marshall opened as around an 8-point home favorite. We've seen them get bet up now to around minus 10.5. Key number of 10, you know, here, do we see any buyback on the plus 10.5 Louisiana to drop it back down? That's what I'm looking toward. But, guys, this does look pretty sharp toward Marshall. You look at these bet splits. It's 50-50 down the middle using our VSiN.com data from DraftKings. So anytime I see a split ticket count, 50-50, you know, in a vacuum, theoretically, line shouldn't move at all. the fact that we are seeing this movement toward Marshall, combination of some respected money, most likely on Marshall, but also, guys, an injury here. You do have a big starting quarterback for Louisiana who's out, Chandler Fields, so he will miss this game. Also, a revenge angle. These teams actually met up in the New Orleans Bowl, a bowl game last year. Marshall lost that one 36-21. They're probably thinking towards some revenge here tonight. It's a little movement toward Marshall. My angle would be, I like the under in this one, guys. If you look at some of these stats, number one, just from a data perspective, this line's falling. It opened at 47.5, down to 47, some 46.5s out there. You also have a pretty good bet split. About two-thirds of bets are on the over, yet this line is falling. So it tells me some respected money going under here. And then also a little bit of wind. That's going to be about 10 miles an hour of wind. You do have always wind, you know, benefiting the under theoretically, helping that maybe miss kicks, you know, harder to throw the ball, but maybe running the clock a little bit more by running the ball. Marshall's 4-1 to the under this year. Louisiana is 3-2 to the under. But also, if you look at these defenses, Marshall is only giving up 16 points a game. That's second best in the Sun Belt. Louisiana is only giving up 20 a game. That's top five in the Sun Belt. So movement toward Marshall. I'm just concerned that, you know, you're laying a 10.5 or a 10 now. You missed the number. It opened at 8. I do like that under, though. If you can still find a 47, I'll be sweating a low-scoring game in this Wednesday night matchup.
All right, Thursday night NFL. Washington has a horrible defense, but the total keeps crashing here. We could have a wind. It's down to we will have wind. 37.5 in the Bears game. I mean, this is a tough handicap. Fields has as many completions as Kupp has receptions. This is nuts.
It really is, Paulie, and I'm kind of with you. This is a tough one here for the spread. This is kind of a classic layoff for me. I mean, on the one hand, you're at a pick 'em right now. So we have seen historically these Thursday night home teams, home favorites. You know, some shops are Chicago -1. It's basically a pick 'em or maybe Chicago -1, depending on what book you're at. Maybe a money line if you don't want to mess around with the 1 point. But I'm with you. You know, if you look at on the one hand, historically, these home teams, home favorites have done well on Thursday night. They're covering it around 56% of the time over the last decade. But also, Chicago's the public play here. They're getting about 65% of bets, around, you know, 65% of money. So I like to go against the public here in these heavily bet spots. Washington would have some contrarian value here. But then to me, it's a layoff. I'll wait to see which way the line goes. You know, do we see any buyback toward Washington? My instincts are I want to buy low on Washington. You know, they're only 1-4 against the spread. They've lost 4 straight. Obviously, you look at Chicago, they covered last week. One angle that's been really good in the NFL this year is betting on dogs in which they did not cover versus a team that did cover. That's kind of the ultimate buy low, sell high. But with conflicting systems here, it's a pick 'em game. It's a layoff for me. My only play would be taking this under. Open around 40 or down to 38, 37.5. Only 46% of bets on the under, but a little more than half the money. Unders this year are 59%. Primetime unders are 11-5. You mentioned it, Paulie, some wind here. These windy unders, 10 miles an hour or more, 65% this year. And the under on Thursday Night Football, it's 4-1 this year, 16-7, 70% the last 2 years. Both teams 3-2 to the under. Again, not much here on the side. I'd look toward the under or nothing in this game.
All right, very good. So when you go back a couple of weeks ago, Josh, the Colts and the look-ahead number, they were 6 to Jacksonville. And then, you know, things change because the Colts look so bad. They survived Denver last week on Thursday night, but then the opening number here last Sunday was Colts -1 against Jacksonville. That's been bumped up to 2. I do see a couple of 2.5s out there. What do you want to do between Indy and Jacksonville?
So what's funny here, Mitch, is, you know, I'm pretty much exclusively dogs right now. Obviously, you know, with the edge toward public loving favorites looking toward dogs, they went 10-6 ATS last week. They're covering 60% this year pretty much. I'm sure there'll be some regression. I don't expect them to be 60% all year, but this is kind of the one favorite that I'm looking toward. I think there's an angle here with the Colts. You mentioned it, Mitch. I think one good thing to do is, you know, get those look ahead lines, compare the look ahead to what it is now. Is there an opportunity where, you know, maybe we're being reactionary or you know, kind of recency biased? Again, you mentioned it, more of a 6-point line. It opens 1. That would tell me, based on kind of the current number versus the look ahead, that you're getting good value buying low on the Colts right now. So right off the bat, that move -1 to -2 tells me early money late here with the Colts. It also would be kind of a play here where, you know, what we saw on Thursday night is, you know, you go on Twitter, it's a disgusting game, the worst game in NFL history. But remember, the Colts won that game. So I think, again, maybe the perception is, you know, they're terrible. But I think compared to Jacksonville here, you do have the line move toward the Colts. They're only getting 48% bets. This isn't like a 75% bets Indy. This is pretty much less than half the tickets, but 67% of the money. That's a plus 19% sharp money discrepancy. You also have a rest advantage, having played Thursday, where the Jaguars played on Sunday. So I'm going to go Colts here. I'd look toward either a money line or lay the two. Probably want to get it sooner rather than later. I don't know if this gets up to three, but it's trending that way. And again, how do we not play these Colts unders? You're probably maybe betting into some bad numbers if they keep going under, because they're just going to be so deflated here. But they're 5-0 to the under this year. They're only scoring 14 points a game, giving up 18. One great angle, guys, divisional unders. Two teams, same division, play each other. The under is 20-8, 71% this year.
There you go. Very strong. Josh Heppelbaum does a great job with a couple of different podcasts here on VSiN. You can go and download, subscribe, listen to both of them. They're called Morning Bets and also Market Insights. Josh, as always, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Mitch and Pauly, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. So I did bet Indy earlier this week at -1. Here's the thing. I was also hoping, and we're going to see what the contest numbers are going to be today. The Super Contest will open up their numbers today for week number 6. Circa will be tomorrow. I'm hoping they don't take much more money, because I don't want it to be 3. So I'm really pondering a play on the Colts in the contest.
Really?
Yeah, I am. And I've used...
Risky.
I have to go back and look. Like Josh has said, I've used a majority of my bets so far on dogs this year. But 17-8. We'll do this a little bit later on. 17-8 so far with one of my entries in the Super Contest. I'm not even sniffing the money. 17-8.
Yeah.
Now, if I can do 17-8 again over the next 5 weeks, okay, definitely sign me up. I'd be super happy with that. And at that point, I think things will shake my way a little bit. But man.
Yeah. Got some tweets about the weather in Atlanta.
Baseball.
Now, this could be an interesting angle we were just talking about too, because if you have to burn, what if there's a rain delay? What if they get 3 innings in and then it starts to pour? Then you burn the starters. Then it's
without
the bullpen. We know how bad the Phillies bullpen's been.
Well, then I would, under that scenario, you'd want Wheeler to leave with like a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, and then we're also going to wreak havoc with the schedule. I mean, this is how it's condensed, and you're playing. There's no days off once we get going here after game 3.
Right. Right.
And now you're going to have this Yankee game could get canceled tomorrow, postponed. You could have some shenanigans in this game today.
If that does happen, though, but then the Phillies, under that scenario, could bring back Wheeler, you would think, in a couple of days. Right? Because we talk about all hands on deck. I mean, that's going to be a situation where maybe he could do long relief in like a game 4 or a game 5. Maybe it's a Robbie Ray situation like I still can't believe they did that. And I had the Astros in play. I'm like, what is this?
What a strange move.
Oh.
I don't get it.
So unnecessary.
I don't get it. It's not like he's been lights out on the mound anyways. And it's just, hey, you never had a career save. That shouldn't be a problem.
Hey, go wrap it up for us, Robbie. How does that sound,
huh? Take care of Alvarez.
I will tell you this.
Oh, God.
I had Robbie Ray last year on Cy Young tickets. Huge numbers, right? That might turn out to be, and I like him. Robbie Ray is, what we see is what we get. That might be one of the biggest flukes we're ever going to get.
Yeah.
Was him winning the Cy Young last year. Porcello's also up there for sure.
Mattress Mack could win I know it's the furniture shenanigans.
Yeah.
$75 million is the number?
What?
Got to talk to Anthony Curtis.
$75 million?
$75 million if the Astros win the World Series. Well, he got it very early, too, when they had a great price. $75 million is the number.
Wow.
How many beds and mattresses is this guy selling?
Not enough.
Got a promotion.
Can they make enough?
Oh, my God. Guy's a machine, what he's doing.
Is there enough? Oh, man.
Who sells furniture like that?
Up next, best NFL and college teams ATS and with totals. There is one NFL team missing an ATS cover by an average of 10 points per game. I don't think you can guess who it is.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
NASCAR playoffs in full swing. You can see your favorite drivers, the South Point 400, this weekend at the Motor Speedway. Brent Musburger will be the grand marshal of the race. He'll broadcast from the track Sunday morning. And before the action, going on the South Point on Thursday, meet Mark Martin and the Budweiser Clydesdales. Brendan Gaughan's down there as well. Room ticket packages available. Go to southpointcasino.com.
Paulie, we're going to start this hour talking some college football. Andy Staples does a great job covering the sport for The Athletic and his podcast as well. It's called The Andy Staples Show. Andy, good morning. Thanks for the time. Before we get into all these games that we have this week coming up, you recently went, it was like last week, you went on a big food tour in the South. What was the highlight, and have you recovered from it yet?
I'm still working on the recovery. I got to go to Archibald's in North Florida, Alabama, my favorite ribs in the world, so I got to have those again. Had a 30-ounce bone-out ribeye in the Republic in College Station, Texas. But the highlight, there was a lamb shank dish that I had at Snack Bar in Oxford, Mississippi, that it's kind of braised lamb shank. It makes its own gravy. There's a bunch of fruit vegetables sitting in the gravy. Like, I would have swam in the gravy. So it was pretty amazing.
Oh, that sounds you.
Good gravy is key and hard to find. That's very important. Good gravy.
That's right.
Yeah, 30-ounce steak.
Oh my God!
Good for you.
Yeah.
Boy, Jesus. Okay, so many good games this weekend that we have. Do you think on the Bama-Tennessee game, can Tennessee not only give them a game? Do you think Heupel has enough talent here? The team good enough to actually go? Stay at home here and beat Alabama outright in this game.
If Bryce Young plays, I have a hard time seeing Tennessee beating Alabama.
Okay.
But I can see them giving them a game. I can see them making it very interesting. If Bryce doesn't play, I would pick Tennessee to win because Alabama is going to have to be extremely conservative with Jalen Milroe given the way he played last week. And against Texas A&M, he had 3 turnovers. And you could tell Alabama, basically – dialed the offense back and said, okay, we're going to try to get what we can get on the ground with Jahmyr Gibbs, but we're not going to take a lot of risks. And if you're doing that against Tennessee, as good as Alabama's defense is and as good as Alabama's pass rush is, Tennessee's still going to score on you some. So that's where I would worry for Alabama. Now, if Bryce Young is back and he's looking like himself, I think Alabama should cover.
Okay. We both like Oklahoma State this weekend on the road against TCU. From a gambling standpoint, we like the 4 points here. Gundy's awesome in these big spots like this, but TCU has been awesome so far. What's your opinion on this game?
I like Oklahoma State, too. I was very impressed last week that they've been winning with some very good defense for the last year and a half. Texas Tech scored on them, and it didn't seem to bother them. Texas Tech got up and was in control of the game for the first half, but was scoring a lot more points than Oklahoma State usually gives up. And Oklahoma State's offense was like, okay, we can play your game too. And I like that. I like teams that can win in different ways. And TCU is going to try to rope you into a high scoring game as well. But they've shown the Cowboys have that they can win both ways. So I'm going to go with them, too. I think they're probably the best team in the Big 12.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I got to take the points in this game. How about the USC game? And if you think Stroud's got a stranglehold on the Heisman, but what does this do to Williams, his case, if they can win this game and beat Utah? And also, very important, I think the Pac-12's got a shot here they could sneak in.
Oh, they do. I mean, with UCLA, USC and Oregon. Now, Oregon, because they got destroyed by Georgia, it's going to be a little tougher for them.
Right.
But if USC and UCLA keep doing what they're doing, that game at the end of the year is going to be pretty titanic. The Utah thing, USC has not – they've been impressive at times, but a lot of what they've done has been – they've been great in turnover margin. They've forced a bunch of turnovers. They've not turned the ball over very much. I'm waiting for a game where they don't play their best and then see what happens, because I think Utah can make them pay on that front. I keep wondering when it's going to happen, because I watched that USC-Oregon State game, and really, if Oregon State doesn't throw 4 interceptions, they win that game.
Right.
So if Utah can be a little more careful, I think Utah can win this one. And I think USC is going to be very good under Lincoln Riley. Caleb Williams is awesome. But I don't know that they're quite there yet in terms of being able to just run the table. Like, they're going to have a day where they just don't have it, and this could be the one.
I agree with all that. Oh, how do you think they'll evaluate Oregon? Because they still get UCLA and Utah at home, but are you going to put a team in that lost by 46 points?
That's the problem. And it seems like if you look at the history of the committee, there are not a lot of really consistent through lines because, you know, the members change and all that. But one consistent thing is if you get blown out, you don't get in. There are very few teams that have gotten – well, there's not any team that has gotten blown out and made the playoff. So that's the tricky part. Because I remember in 2017 when Nick Saban was politicking, because remember Alabama was not in the SEC championship game?
Yep.
And it was Alabama or Ohio State, but Ohio State had gone to Iowa and gotten destroyed.
Yeah.
And Nick Saban's line to Scott Van Pelt was basically, if we'd lost by that much, you and I wouldn't even be talking right now.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, on top of that, guys, it is difficult for college football to sell a rematch. If you want to project ahead, Andy, and Georgia would be the number one seed overall, and they would get like Oregon at number four, like how do they sell that?
I don't think the committee worries about selling anything. That's not really their concern. I just don't think they like blowouts. I think they feel like if you're the type of team that could be so unprepared that you can get destroyed by that many points, then you don't belong. Now, it's the first game of the season, so perhaps they'll say, well, they're a different team now. But I don't know. My guess is they go, nah, you got blown out. That's it.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Andy Staples, our guest, covers college football for The Athletic, and you can subscribe and listen to his podcast. It's called The Andy Staples Show. So Michigan had a very easy non-conference schedule. We all know this. They've played two Big Ten games since. Struggled against Maryland. I thought the final score last week was definitely misleading against Indiana. And now they get the real deal coming to town with Penn State. Michigan's laying about 7 here. Does Penn State keep this one close?
I like Penn State to cover. I don't know who exactly wins the game, but I can imagine this game being very close because, like you said, the Maryland game was close. The Indiana game was very close. The Maryland game, you know, if they don't fumble the opening kickoff and hand Michigan a touchdown right away, that's a very different game. And they also gave up a touchdown right before the end of the first half that they shouldn't have. And so Michigan has been very opportunistic, but they also lived a little dangerously. So Penn State, a very different team, a more talented team. It's weird because, you know, in 2020, I don't count that. Penn State came in Ann Arbor and won that game, but Michigan was that's the outlier for all of the Harbaugh season. But in 16 and 18, good Penn State teams went to Ann Arbor and got destroyed. And I always found that kind of weird. But I don't think that happens this time. This Penn State team feels a little bit different. They feel like they're probably not as talented as those other teams I was talking about. But for whatever reason, they come to play. Like they're there every week. And it feels like they are overachieving a little bit this season. And I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a team that's talented and doesn't always show up.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to show up every week. And so that's why I think they can cover this spread.
What's the best fit? What would you do if you're Matt Rhule?
I would do TV for a year and wait for something else. He would fit at Nebraska, but I think he can probably command a job that isn't as hard as Nebraska. And then you look at the other ones, they're not really – Wisconsin, I think they're going to hire Jim Leonard. You know, I think that the reason they fired Paul Chris when they did was so that Jim Leonard has 7 games to show, hey, I can be the permanent head coach, and they wind up keeping him. So that would also be a good fit for Rhule. But I would hang out and wait and just see what opens up after 2023, unless something much better opens up this year. Because you know, Auburn's going to open up this year, but that's not a place I see Matt Rhule enjoying working.
Yeah. Andy, we have like 90 seconds left here, and I know it's very early in the morning. We touched on this in the first hour of the show. Do we have any idea about the true status of Kansas quarterback Jalen Daniels? Reports came out last night that you know, he's going to be out for the rest of the year. Then he tweeted back and said, wait a second, that's news to me.
Well, I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I think for this Oklahoma game, we can assume he's not playing. But I will say this. Watching that TCU game, that offense ran just fine with
Jason
Bean running.
Yes.
Jason Bean could spin it, and he was very fast. And so it's interesting. Jalen Daniels and Jason Bean both played last year, and neither of them looked as good as they've looked so far this year. I just think this team is quite a bit better. And Oklahoma's defense is bad. It is not – there's nothing you can say about it, no excuse you can make. They're just bad.
Yep.
So Kansas is going to score. And I think Dylan Gabriel is going to be back for Oklahoma. Oklahoma is going to score too. And that's where it's tricky for me. This is not one I would, as the gamblers say, this is one I'd stay away from, because it's just, there's a lot of unknown here. But I do think with Dylan Gabriel, Oklahoma will put up, has a fighting chance. And I realize Oklahoma's favored. Still might take Kansas to cover, because that Oklahoma defense is, until I see it actually succeed, I don't know.
Yeah, can't trust it. No, I'm with you with that. You can follow Andy on Twitter. He is at Andy_Staples. You can read him at The Athletic, and you can also subscribe to his podcast called The Andy Staples Show. You're awesome, man. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Well done.
Up next, Week 7 numbers. They're available in the National Football League. Survivor players finally have a lot to choose from. Home favorites all over the board. Look at that lampshade. My God. And the gauntlet continues from the best teams in the league. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Come back. DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. And this season, new customers can bet $5 on any team and pocket 200 free bets. If your money line bet wins, download the app and use code VSiN when you sign up. Available to play in select states. Got to be 21. DraftKings.com for details.
Here we go. I like to refer to our next guest as the Maestro. He is the VP of Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas, along with the D in the Golden Gate. He is Mike Palm. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Cabot Cove, Maine. We learned of the death of Angela Lansbury yesterday. Oh. All of our loyal family watching on NESN. Morris, Illinois. Peekaboo Marquee. We see you. Sarnia, Ontario. Good morning, Canada. Watching on Rogers Sportsnet. Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area. We say good morning, AT&T, in Point Loma, California, in the San Diego area. Sunrise over Spectrum.
Murder, she wrote.
60 Minutes, except on the West Coast, followed by Murder, she wrote. Pat.
One of the best to ever do it, no doubt. Derek Stevens, who owns this great property, I saw him on Sunday. It was during the games, right, during the early window here. He pulls me aside and he goes, would you believe it, Mitch? This is the only game I care about right now. And he points up to the Commanders and the Titans. I'm like, explain that. What do you mean? He goes, we took so much money on Washington. We had no explanation for this. We were all talking like, who's go ahead. The floor is yours.
It was all overnight. I woke up, you know, 6 o'clock Sunday morning. To catch the kick of the Green Bay game. I'm looking on my phone because we get updated up to the minute what our needs are, and I couldn't believe it. We needed the Titans. That game was already down to a pick from overnight, and the money just kept coming. I didn't get it. I mean, I didn't feel especially terrorized having to fade Carson Wentz, and although you get four cracks from inside the five, and you can't get it done. Everything went our way. They were all over the Vikings. I thought that was a loser. It was 21-3. The Bears looked dead in the water. They came back, almost won the game.
Yeah.
All the decisions. We win the game with Cleveland because San Diego didn't cover 2.5, right? Although that game went back and forth. So people bet Philadelphia. They didn't cover in the end. Arizona covers, although they botched that, and we'll get to that later.
Mm-hmm.
Everything really went our way.
I'm sorry. The scoop, Jackson, had to be the London game. I mean, how do you – Packers,
you
the
know
line went to nine.
Our biggest decision in that was second half. They pounded the Packers in the second half.
What was the half?
More than
really?
More than the game. Yeah, well, the
teasers,
Giants
money
much,
lines.
That's
spread.
What I – it knocks out every – not only the teasers, but everybody puts that in a money line parlay if you're doing a money – that early game, especially when you look like you have a layup spot.
Yeah.
And you're not even have to get up.
I can't believe they lost that game.
I cannot. I bet
– It's
bet
one thing to lose,
half.
But 17-3. They blow a 17-3 lead against a beat-up Giant team, and the offense completely dies.
Can never get Daniel Jones off the field in the second.
Yeah, right.
You know what they were doing? They were playing him like he was going to beat him deep. And so they gave him everything underneath. And so Daboll and Danny Dimes were like, okay, well, I have guys wide open. If you're going to give me these wide-open guys, I just keep throwing them the ball for 8-yard chunk plays, and they're going to pick up, you know, more with the yak. This is the great Matt LaFleur got outcoached by a first-year guy.
Yeah, he might not get to 13 wins this year.
Mm.
Interesting division now.
What's his win? What's the most wins that he'll have in a single season once Aaron Rodgers says bye-bye?
8.
Okay, and then that went up. You're right. Right. Were you surprised how many people? Fans are fans. But how many people thought that was a good move to take the intentional safety? We live and breathe. Who's better at the Hail Mary than Rodgers? Mm-hmm. A Hail Mary beats you then. And he didn't even take time off the clock because he took the kneel downs before that.
Yeah, first of all, why? They hadn't made him punt. Why wouldn't you hand the ball off 3 times to Barkley and see if he can pop one and end the game?
All right.
The
yeah.
3 kneel downs.
Oh, he might fumble. He might,
I said, does this guy know that they can't, you know, that the clock?
Right.
And I didn't understand it. And then the safety, I mean, we've seen Rodgers hit him from 70.
Yes.
These Hail Marys.
Yeah.
You're kicking from the 20. He's going to have a shot.
Yep.
Although that was a really, I mean, off false start
to
move him back 5 yards. Come on, guys. It's one thing that we can't do.
Mm.
Can't have a stupid false start. Yeah, they're in trouble. I don't think they're that good.
Yep.
Well, they aren't that good.
Good. Yep. So a huge day for you Sunday. How about the contest update? What do you think of this so far?
Well, Paul, remember you said after week 2 that after week 4 we'd be below 800. You were off 1 week.
Yes.
Right? I mean, this here deal where we lost 449 on the Jags, which was the most popular team.
Correct.
Lose. And then the other one was the Packers, 48. So you almost had 500 between them. You had the number right last hour. We're down to 718 after 5 weeks. And then in the millions, we started the second quarter, 69 people went 5-0. And there are three players tied at 21-4 through 5 weeks for the overall, and another three players at 24-1. So 21 points and 20.5 points. You said Westgate's 21.5
points. 21.5 for the leader right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So Thanksgiving, still confident we're going to get there.
I made the line 350. Am I off?
For Christmas?
No, to get to Thanksgiving.
Plus 350?
No, minus 350.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel?
I think you're light. I'd go north of $5.
Would you?
To get to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I was going to throw out $8. Is that too aggressive?
Still that high?
I don't know. It might be a little high.
Okay. Christmas?
Our friend E has a good point. There's camouflaged entries, right?
That is
where
true.
People have conglomerates in that. And
that's very true.
And when they get down to the 50 and 80 players can play certain ways.
Good point.
Yep.
But also, there's no free spot on the bingo cart. There's no layup this year. You can't just say, I'm going against them every week. They stink.
You can't, because Seattle can score. Detroit's not as bad as they look, although that effort at Foxborough was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Hard to watch a spinning Jared Goff every play.
Uh-huh.
The Commanders are bad, though, because Wentz is just, he's so immobile.
Are they the worst team in football right now, you think?
It's hard to say.
Let's see what happens tomorrow.
There's the worst team.
Yes.
You could argue Pittsburgh.
You know who the team might be? It might be Carolina.
But the problem is it's a horrific quarterback play.
Yeah.
It's not like that the defense is terrible. They just have got no play, and they don't want to turn to Darnold.
I think the defense is okay.
I think he got fired because he wouldn't put somebody else in. He just kept doing the same thing every week.
But this could be, going from Mayfield and how bad he was, it still could be a downgrade to P.J. Walker.
P.J. Walker's the only quarterback with a winning record. Since Cam Newton, he's 2-0 as a starter at Carolina. Everybody else with horrible losing records.
But the writing will be on the wall, though. They're saying they're not interested in getting rid of Christian McCaffrey, but the Bills, according to reports, reaching out. What if they trade McCaffrey? I think it's going to be then. Okay, then they're going to tank for the first
long rebuild. It'll be a long one.
Yeah.
Who would you use in Survivor this week? Yeah, well, if you have the Rams. But that's the other thing. Explain the bonus, though. How many people want to punt on the $1 million bonus?
I don't think that's really coming into play that much. We saw the people using the Bengals very early on.
Yeah.
And you can't use either of them. So if you use one or the other, you're out of the $1 million. So I don't think that's really in play. And it's not like they're playing to their form of last year where you could be punching their tickets all the time. Although I think the Bengals are better. They should have won that game in Baltimore. You get to the 2-yard line. Why do you have to be so cute? You're the defending AFC champs. You're playing in a black and blue division. You run the ball. If you can't run the ball four times and can't get in, so be it. You know,
I couldn't stand the play calling.
It was awful.
Terrible. That's
all the gadgetry and all this down on the goal line.
That's what I said on Monday. Zach Taylor will get a pass because that's the way people look at it, right? Well, he made the Super Bowl, so he's a good coach. Anything but.
They made the Super Bowl because they didn't turn the ball over and the kid made all his field goals.
Yep.
That's how they made the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right. Tannehill threw three interceptions.
That's exactly right. But
I was watching the end of that game on Sunday night. And there's like no doubt that Tucker's just going to make a 44-yard field goal, right? They don't even try to get closer. And it's right down the pipe. This guy should get some MVP votes. Who's more valuable than that? He never misses. How many games does he win for them in a year? 3? 4? It's amazing.
Yeah, you have to go back and look, but it's probably quite a few over the years.
And he's been doing this for a decade, it seems like.
I'm not going to call him like one of the best weapons in football. But he's a weapon that you can rely on every single time.
He always makes it.
Always.
He's missed one kick, right, in the last 2 minutes of a game?
I think so. Yeah, that's it.
In his career.
Hey, we need to, alert people to this, by the way. The Friday Night Show, which is hosted by Matt Eumanns.
Oh, come on.
Okay, he's got, it's a contest at Derek Steve, $25,000 to the winner. But Mike Palm right now, your best bets are 5-0, and you'd be leading. You'd be actually, if you were eligible to win this thing, you'd be in front.
I would be a half game ahead of your boy, Chuck Edel, who's on this show every Friday. I'm 17-7-1, 5-0 on best bets. So you give out five plays, college or pro, full game, side or total, and then one of them is the best bet. Matt Eumanns is playing along as well. He and I can't win. He's also 5-0 on best bets, Matt Eumanns, but I think he's around 500 with the record. So it'll be interesting if I can keep up there against this gauntlet of competitors there. Yeah. I come on at 10:30 Pacific to give my picks. Then Maddie gives his at 10:45. And then the last hour of the show, he has four different of the 16, either in studio or on phone, to give out their picks and then summarizes all of them.
It's a great show. I know it's late for those of you on the East Coast as well. It is replayed on the network.
Yes.
And you can find it as well when you go to the website, various spots to find it as well. But what's been working for you? Do you have any, are you using like the same team? Have you used the same team at all in your best bets at all?
Not really. Playing Minnesota under a couple of times, the college team.
The college team.
The under on Minnesota games has been okay. But it's been a variety. I've been picking sides. I went 2-0 in the pros. I had Cleveland plus 2.5 in that game against San Diego. And then I talked to you about this a lot on Saturday, the Cowboy game under with the Rams.
Uh-huh.
Although the first quarter, I thought I was in deep trouble there. But then they blanked the Rams in the second half.
The best bet was Tennessee this week.
Tennessee over LSU.
Over LSU.
Yeah. LSU's no good.
LSU's.
You nailed it.
We talked about this briefly on the show because Paulie leaned the other way, right?
It didn't make any sense to me.
There's no reason Tennessee can't beat Alabama this week.
I would agree with that.
I like the way he calls the game, Heupel.
Oh, I'm a big fan of him.
I like the way they have pace. They get to the line. The kid is tall. He can run the football. I thought it was over as soon as LSU fumbled the opening kick. You give them an extra possession. You know Tennessee's getting the ball in the second. You saw what they did to Florida. They turned it just at the end of the first half.
Yep. They killed LSU in that game. Up next, the biggest gaffes of the previous week with no hyperbole. Why was this team throwing the ball late when a field goal would have won the game? Mike has all the details coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, it's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. With secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now. Sorry.
Here he is, MLB Network's Matt Baskirgin, closing out strong here. Good morning, pal. How are you?
Morning, guys. How's it going? We love these games, huh? This has been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
What is your level of concern today with the Braves? I know it's right. He won more than 20 games, but they're getting Wheeler, who has good numbers against him.
Yeah, I'd be a little concerned. I mean, I know that the Braves were kind of everybody's favorite non-Dodger team to come out of the National League, if not win the whole thing. You know, as far as the matchup today, as you mentioned, Mitch, like Zach Wheeler is as good as it gets. If this game were in Philly, I'd be really concerned if I were the Braves because Wheeler's numbers at home are really good. Home day starts for Zach Wheeler are the sweet spot. You know, Kyle Wright's good. Yes, 21-game winner. I get it. He's given up a homer in all three of his starts to the Phillies this year. And I did some deep diving. I love doing show prep. When I come on Follow the Money with you guys, because I knew Palm was going to be on too, and he's versed in all this stuff. But if you look at tendencies, and I playing sides on this, playing totals in these games is tough, and I never advocate player batter props during the regular season because I think the numbers are wacky. And if you're going to write, you know, plus 250 for a guy to homer, then you can kiss my tuchus because that's just not the right payout for a guy to hit a home run.
Yeah.
However, against Kyle Wright, I can't get away from the left-handed hitters. Bryce Harper's gotten him before. He homered against him at the end of September. And I know that Kyle Schwarber has no numbers against him at all, but I feel like Schwarber could do something tonight. Realmuto has homered against him twice. And they've come on different pitches, which I think is really interesting. You know, if a guy has multiple home runs against a starter and they've all come on the same pitch type, you can guarantee that he's not going to see that pitch for a strike in a postseason game. But for Realmuto, having homered against his fastball and his curveball, I think that's pretty interesting. So hitter props are fascinating in this one. And on the other side, I like Dansby Swanson to do something against Wheeler. If only because Wheeler uses, and I've got the number right in front of me, forgive me for reading it. Zach Wheeler uses his fastball in the inside part of the plate almost 45% of the time, and Dansby is top 10 in slugging and batting average against the inside fastball. So those are a group of players that I think are interesting tonight.
Jesus.
Great.
Insane. That's awesome breakdown. Number. I also have to come over. I love your setup, too. Unbelievable. Here's what we love, and you said about it with the lead-in. Why this is so fascinating. The condensed schedule and the war of attrition here, right? And you already saw what happened with the Phillies bullpen and how Boone used, what happened with Robbie Ray, what Roberts is going to do. These bullpens are going to decide several games here and maybe the World Series champion.
Yeah, you know what I want to know, too, going back to that Houston-Seattle game, whose call was it to put Robbie Ray in that spot? I get it. You want the left-hander to match up against Alvarez. Got it. It just smells to me like it came from upstairs, like it was an analytics guy that made that call.
Oh.
Robbie Ray has not been himself down the stretch, had a clunker in the wild card round, and you're going to ask a guy who's been a starter his entire career to come in with the game on the line and record an out against that space alien of a hitter? Come on, man. I don't care if it's lefty versus lefty. I just didn't like the way that set up for Seattle. You know, what's interesting, too, and Ray is one of the guys that missed his K-prop. I always feel like I have a decent kind of head for those during the regular season. But the unders on these postseason games on starting pitching K-props are staggering to me, and I've got the number here. The wild card round, there were 18 starts in the wild card round. 14-4 to the under on starting pitcher K-props. Last night, 6-2 to the under on starting pitching K-props, at least where I shop. I looked at my own stuff there. So you might have one or two different numbers, I guess, if you play on one of the platforms that's legal in the U.S. or there in Vegas. I know you shop for different numbers, but starting pitchers don't go as deep in these games. Hitters grind a little bit more, and the K's come down for the most part.
Very good.
Matty, last night, let's get to the Dodgers series with the Padres. Sort of went according to Hoyle with Urias going against Clevinger. But if you're a Dodger backer here, or if you're playing this series, how concerned are you with Tony Gonsolin's health? The fact that Davey Roberts is going to go lefty, 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 it looks like, with Kershaw and then Anderson in game three. Maybe Gonsolin is a short outing in four with Dustin May to back it up. Are the Padres now plus 370 for this series worth a look if you don't have a healthy Gonsolin?
You know, I mean, geez, Mike, plus 370 always gets your attention. I just don't see this going any other way than for the Dodgers. And they're so deep, even without Gonsolin, let's just say for the sake of the argument, he can't pitch at all. You know, they can have a start or a portion of a start if somebody goes short where they match up and they're still going to be okay. Yesterday, Urias was great. I don't expect anything different from Kershaw tonight. He'll be great. I also think Darvish is going to pitch well. But if the Dodgers win this thing in three straight, as they did in 2020 when they boat raced the Padres in a series San Diego was never even competitive in, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, the Dodgers are that good. They're that deep. The matchups are that favorable. If you can keep fading Soto and Machado, keep them cold, make sure they don't have anything to hit, I don't know where the damage comes from elsewhere in that lineup.
Matt, can the Guardians beat the Yankees in the series if they have to win games like 3-2 every time out? Because I can't imagine, like, at the end of this thing, when it's all said and done, we're going to look back and say, hey, look, can you believe it? They won every game like 7-6. Like, that scenario just can't happen, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, the thing that everybody loves about the Guardians, including me, is that they're a contact team. And in the postseason, when you're facing elite pitching, contact plays as it does during the regular season, maybe even more so now. The difference between this contact-oriented Guardians team and teams that have won the World Series the past few years, and by the way, four of the last five World Series winners have been top five contact teams. The difference, though, is that those teams also had pop.
Yeah.
So go back to the 2017 Astros. They hit for contact. They also hit for massive power with that lineup. Same thing with the 2019 Nationals and the other World Series winners with that DNA pattern. The problem with the Guardians, and doggone it, I almost said Indians again, is that they don't have that three-run homer that's lingering in their lineup that could go off and tip the scales for you at any time. And I think that's scary. And it looks like the Yankees have lined up their pitching pretty well. The Guardians are really challenged here. They're up against it.
Yeah. What's your World Series pick? Are you going to go chalk? You think it's Astros and Dodgers?
I'm going to go Astros just because I think they're the best team in baseball. I really don't want to see 2017 all over again. We've seen that movie. I hope somebody gets in there and interferes. I'd love it if it was the Phillies. I think they're such a great story this year. the team that humans called the Beer League softball team back in April. I don't know if it's going to happen. I love the Astros getting through. And in the National League, I still think the Braves are too good to get pushed out in the division series, even though I want to believe there's a chance for the Phils. The Dodgers get through to the NLCS. I'm pretty confident that they beat San Diego. Beyond that, I don't know.
I have to, you know, we owe you a steak, but this must happen because I did my baseball announcer rankings yesterday, and I had you number two. I had Costas number one, but on my list, still alive. You must have 200 Bob Uecker stories.
Yeah, I got some pretty good Bob Uecker stories.
Oh, I bet you do.
Are they arable?
Yeah, they're mostly arable. I mean, when Bob wanted to tell a story, there was nobody better. There was nobody that made you scoot up in your seat on the bus and listen more than Bob Uecker. And it wasn't all the time that he wanted to regale you with stories. But, man, he told a story once. We're in New York on the bus with the Brewers headed to the ballpark. We drove past a part of Midtown that used to be where the original La Cage aux Folles was. And he told a story about going to La Cage aux Folles with Howard Cosell. And I believe the commissioner of baseball was there at the time, too. I think they went with when Bowie Kuhn was commissioner, I think. But there were a number of couples. Yeah, and when Bob Uecker does a Howard Cosell impression, at the moment that Cosell realized that the hostess was actually a host because he saw something protruding from the bottom of the skirt, I can't do the story justice, but yeah, Uecker's the funniest guy that's ever lived. You, what is that? What is that coming out of a skirt? Are you kidding me?
Great spot, pal. Thanks as always. You're the best.
Good seeing you guys.
Enjoy the games today.
Awesome.
See ya.
There you go. Mad Vaskirshin. All right. I'm sure he's got 200 more of those.
Sure. A+, C+.
Yeah. Rough.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Get more from Beeson's. Get more from Beeson's. Get more from Beeson's. Get more from...
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.